Mark chapter 11, and the message for this evening is entitled Fruits of a Prayerful Life. We're going to have Brother Cleo come up, and he's going to read for us Mark chapter 11, starting at verse number 20 and going through 26. Mark chapter 11 and verse number 20 through 26. Brother Cleo, why don't you come up and read that for us?
Let's try that again. Good evening, beloved.
Good evening.
All right, thank you. That's what I like to hear. Mark chapter 11, verses 21 through 26. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus, answering, saith unto them, Have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses.
Amen. In this passage of Scripture, we see a couple of things here that I wanted to bring out tonight. One is really kind of interesting. As I was reading this and as I was studying it and looking at it, trying to figure out, I I'm going to back up here in a moment, and we're going to look at verses 12 through 14. When I read that, I got to feeling sorry for a fig tree. Then as I went on and continued reading here in the Scriptures, what I seen about that fig tree is that when Jesus had a desire, he expect that desire to be fulfilled. This fig tree, let's back up here and look at verse number 12, and it says verse number 12, and it says, and on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if happy, he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. You know, when I first read that, as I was telling you, I kind of felt sorry for the fig tree, because the Lord Jesus Christ, as the Bible tells us, he was hungry, and he desired figs of that fig tree. And when he went to that fig tree and there were no figs there, the Bible tells us that he cursed the fig tree. And again, as I got to reading that, and I seen there, for the time of figs was not yet. You know, I got to wondering about that. You know, Lord, why, you know, and even the disciples questioned that, you know, and thought about it. You know, Lord, why would you, you know, why would you curse a fig tree that that didn't have any figs on it, because it wasn't time for figs? And I got to thinking about it, and I got to praying about that, and, you know, and There, I'll bring it in here together. There's power in prayer. And when I got to looking at that, and I got to thinking that when God desired figs from a fig tree, even if it was out of season, he had the power. Again, as I look at that, what God was doing was, or what Jesus was doing here, he was commanding fruit of that tree. And and even though it was not season, when he went up to that tree, he was expecting to see fruit. And he got to that tree, and there was no fruit. You know, and I got to thinking about our lives sometimes, and we're going to be talking about prayer and producing fruit here, and I got to thinking about that, and I got to thinking how many times in our lives does the Lord Jesus Christ approach us expecting fruit, but yet doesn't find any. And really what he was showing his disciples here as he looked at that fig tree and he expected from that fig tree. You know, I kind of wonder what God expects from us and what the Lord Jesus Christ expects from us. Because again, he has equipped us. He's given us everything that we need to accomplish the goals that we can get accomplished. And folks, prayer is the highway, or prayer is the means of getting that done. Fruit of a prayerful life. And now, as we had read there in verse number 20, it says, and in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, and then the Bible tells us, and Peter remembered that, and he said to the Lord, Master, the fig tree which thou cursedest is withered away. And this was the Lord Jesus Christ's answer to it. And Jesus answered and saith unto him, have faith in God. And again, what the Lord Jesus Christ had expected from that fig tree was figs. Even though it was out of time, out of season, seemed to be out of place, Jesus still expected it, and when it wasn't there, and when it didn't produce the fruit that it should have, the Lord Jesus Christ cursed the tree, and very soon it was all withered. And what Jesus told Peter was to have faith. Folks, prayer in our lives requires faith. And again, he gives some illustrations here. In verse number 23, talks about that if you pray in faith, believing and ask the mountain to be removed, it shall be cast into the sea. Now, I remember as a kid when I first read that, you know, I walked to the first hillside that I could see. And, I began to ask the Lord to cast that hillside into the sea, because I wanted to see if that would really happen. And of course, it didn't happen. But what the Lord Jesus Christ was doing here is he was giving them an illustration of the impossible being possible. Just like that fig tree, he was expecting the impossible to be possible. And folks, that's the kind of Savior that we serve. That's the kind of Jesus that lives within us. And that's the Jesus that died for us, that will make the impossible possible. And then the verses that we'll look in here real close tonight, it's in verse number 24, it says, then after he gave them that illustration, he told him, he said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray that you would help me tonight, Lord, to deliver the message that I believe that you would have for your people tonight. And Lord, I pray that you would help me to clarify and make sense of these verses, and Lord, to encourage each and every one of us to have a prayer life that produces fruit. And Father, we'll just love and thank you for it. In your name we pray. Amen. You know, I think one of the most discouraging things in my life is when I pray and I ask the Lord and I call upon the name of the Lord, And it doesn't seem like sometimes I get my prayers answered. I don't know if maybe you all have ever run into that before, when you've prayed and prayed and prayed, and it just does not seem like the prayer is getting answered. Well, we do know and understand that sometimes the answer is no. But a lot of times, I'm going to give us some things here that will help us to understand tonight. And the first thing that we'll look at here, prayer spells spiritual power. You know, prayer is the right way for us to obtain spiritual power. You know, many times as we get up and we head about our day and we determine to get some things, we determine that we want to get some right things accomplished, but then we don't begin to see them get accomplished. You know, what I want to propose to you tonight is sometimes the reason they don't get accomplished is the way we would like to get them done is because there's a lack of prayer. You know, and a lack of spiritual prayer, and prayer brings out earnest prayer brings out spiritual power. And you say, well, what do you mean, preacher? What are you talking about by earnest prayer? Well, as we were reading here in the scriptures, it says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them. You know, many times the reason that we don't receive the spiritual power from our prayer that we need is because when we're praying, we really don't believe that God is going to deliver. You know, we've talked, you know, and been around, you know, a folk sometime, and you know, they'll make us a promise, and we'll think, yeah, okay, I'm not. How many times have you said, I'm not going to hold my breath waiting on that one, and because it never goes through? You know, I kind of wonder sometimes how many times God, when we pray, just says, well, I'm not going to hold my breath on that one, and there's. Prayer spells out spiritual power. When we really get busy in prayer, when we really get sincere, because our verse here in verse number 24, it says that whatsoever things ye desire. And so you know, I want to ask you tonight, what things are you desiring? And again, the spiritual prayer and the spiritual power that we're talking about is, you know, not asking the Lord for a bigger house and a better car, or more money at our job, but desiring those things that God desires, desiring those things that Jesus desires. You know, we've been talking about missions this month, and we're going to come up next week, and we're going to be talking about what part we're going to do in making a missions financial commitment. I encourage you to pray. Pray, ask God what it is, and I encourage you to pray and obtain some spiritual power. A person who has the power of the Spirit rests upon Him, and so this week as you pray, we need prayer brings about spiritual power. Prayer leads to success. The person who will seek to become successful should faithfully follow the pathway of prayer. You know, a lot of times the things in our lives that we desire to do, those things that we desire to get accomplished for the Lord Jesus Christ, many times the reason we're not successful, the reason that they don't get done, is because our prayer is not successful, and prayer will lead you to success. You know, those things that I really do business with the Lord with, and you know, get down to, and just really spend a lot of time in praying. You know, for example, each time in Tammy and I's life, when God made significant direction changes in our life, you know, I spent some time praying. You know, I even spent some time fasting. I got real serious with the Lord, because what I wanted and what I desired is to have success. In church, what I desire for us as a church, what I desire among personal life, is to have success. You know, I'm not talking about numbers and having a huge, large church and, seeing if we can't, in this valley here, get a church that runs, 1,500 people. We're not talking about that kind of success. But this kind of success that I'm talking about, folks, is that our community knows that this is a place they can come to find the Lord. This would be a place that when trouble strikes their life that they can come to, and we'll reach that, folks, and it'll be successful if we have successful prayer. Successful prayer brings about a successful life, and we must follow. The person defeated does not need you don't need to go far to discover the reason for your defeat. On spiritual matters, it's not that God does not have the ability. It's not that God doesn't want to grant and honor. It's in how we pray. And a prayer leads to a success. Prayer brings victory. And again, I bring these things up because what we need to do is we need to have a fervent prayer life. We need to be spending time in prayer, and prayer brings victory. When much time is spent in prayer, and the living in touch with God, a spiritual reserve of power is stored up that will enable us to stand in the days of trial. Prayer brings victory. You know, I believe with all my heart, all of us can improve our prayer life, but if we look back and we see how God has blessed here at Faith Independent Baptist Church and many prayers that have been answered, and the reason for that is because God gives victory to your prayers. And, we've been praying about reaching our community for the Lord Jesus Christ. We've been praying about seeing more people turn to the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. And we want to be victorious. So what we've got to do is we've got to be spending more time in prayer. You know, one of the things that I would love is to have more time with you all in prayer. I'd love to have a group of people that would be willing to meet with me and have a time of prayer. Pray for the needs of the church. Pray for the things of the church. And pray and ask God to bring victory to our church. Victory in spiritual things. Victory in bringing folks to the Lord Jesus Christ. And victory when we stand in the face of trials. You know, each and every one of us, and we've been going through a time here in our church where there has been a score of situations, problems, and trials. And you know, if we're not real careful, and if we're not praying for victory, we'll get discouraged. You say, well, you know, we must be doing something wrong to have all of those things. Well, no, not necessarily. And a good example of that is Job. Job, the Bible says, was a faithful man. He was one who eschewed evil, but the Lord allowed the devil to try Job, and Job's faith was being tried. And again, what was Job's response when he went to when he was having trials? He went out. He covered himself in sackcloth and ashes, and he went to prayer. And he got busy with the things of the Lord, and victory was given. Prayer brings holy desire. I remember as a kid, as I was learning how to pray, and we've heard some of the simple prayer requests that our children give here, And I praise the Lord for that. I'm not making fun of that because again, those things in their lives, you know, we kind of look at and we think, well, you know, that's trivial and that's, you know, silly, you know, mosquito bite. You know, why would you? You know, for them it's serious. And for them it's really important. But you know, as we grow in the Lord, and we grow physically, and our relationship grows with the Lord, prayer brings holy desire. You know, in verse number 24, you know, it's talking about whatsoever ye desire, the things that you're praying for. What are you praying for? What are those things going to bring forth in your life? Your own personal advancement or the advancement of the work of the Lord? Again, we've been talking about missions this week, and we know as a church it's our responsibility to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We're not only to preach, we're also to teach. The Bible says that we're to go out and we're to compel them to come in. Our hearts, we ought to be praying about having holy desires, having desires that deeply affect the lives, the spiritual lives of other people, and the spiritual things in our life. We need to be praying. And when we have a consistent prayer life, prayer brings holy desires. And again, as we understand, and you all know this, prayer is the way that we communicate with God. You know, Tammy and I thank the Lord for my wife, and we spend time all week talking to each other. And we communicate to each other. That's how I find out what she wants, and that's how she finds out what I want. And you know, the closer that I grow to her, and the more godly desire that I have toward her, you know what winds up happening? The more I want to fulfill, or the more that I want to do the things that she desires. And again, using that application, when we have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, when we're praying and we're asking the Lord, Lord, show me, share, give me from your word, speak to me through the Holy Spirit, speak to me through the word of God, show me what it is that you want from my life. How can my life bring honor and glory to you? How can my life make a difference? You know, and the more that we pray, the more that we communicate with God, I promise you what will happen is you'll have more, your prayer life will have more holy desires. You'll stop praying about all the things that you want. And again, as we think about how we pray, and we're in our prayer closet. How many times as we're praying is our prayers are selfish prayers? Now, again, I'm not saying, you know, that you shouldn't pray about your needs. I'm not saying that you shouldn't pray about your wants and your fleshly desires. But again, I know if I'm not careful, I'll spend a whole time praying. And it's God, give me this. God, give me that. Lord, I want more of this, and Lord, I definitely don't want any of that, and I'll pass on this. When our prayers, should be about others and about the things of God and what He desires in our lives, and the more we pray, the more holy desires that we'll have. Prayer opens and closes doors. And when we go to the Lord in prayer, and we pray, and we're praying for victory, and we're praying with holy desires in prayer, and we run into an obstacle, and we start praying and asking the Lord to open that door, He'll open that door. You know what, folks? I've shared this with you before. I have been places where I have prayed, and the Lord has removed the rain. I've been in places and in prayer when the impossible seemed to be in the way, and it didn't seem like things were going to happen, and pray, and the Lord opens the door. And I pray that you all have experienced that in your life, but things will change. Doors will open and doors will close if we have a prayer life, if we have a time that we spend with the Lord. And then prayer, prayer gives us joy. Prayer gives us joy. Praying brings us nigh to God, and also brings God nigh to us. That's in James chapter, I believe it's James chapter 4. Amen. It tells us that if we draw nigh to God, He'll draw nigh to us. Prayer, folks, will bring you joy. Prayer will put that skip in your step, in that smile on your face, no matter what may be going on in your life, around your life, or with other people. Prayer is key. Prayer will bring us joy. Prayer will help us. And again, as the Bible tells us, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe, and ye receive them. Now it goes on to give us a couple of warnings here. And it says, and when ye stand praying, forgive. Unforgiveness, folks, hinders prayer. It says, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. You know, in order to the things that we've talked about here, to have a spiritual, powerful prayer life, to have success in prayer, to have victory in prayer, to have holy desires and open doors and closed doors and joy. Well, the Bible tells us here that when we stand praying, forgive. You know, it is imperative, brothers and sisters in Christ, that we make sure we forgive those who offend us. And we ask the Lord to work in their life. We ask the Lord to bless them. In my life, I know I've had several battles, and I've had several trials early on in the ministry. There were some situations. Tammy and I one time worked in a children's home in Tampa, Florida, and some not so nice things happened there. And you know, it took me a long time to get over that. But you know how it helped me get over it? I started mentioning those people in prayer by name. I started asking God to bless them in spite of their self. You know, in my heart, what I wanted to pray is, Lord, like you did that fig tree, curse them. Let them dry up by the roots. That's what they deserve. And in some cases, that's exactly what they deserve. But you know what helped me get over it is I began to pray, as I began to stand and pray, and I began to ask God, God bless them. Lord, bless them financially. When I would find out that they had a need or something was going on in their life, I would pray and ask God to intervene on their behalf. Honestly, folks, it really is true. It's hard to be mad at somebody that you're praying for. It's hard to be upset with somebody when you're asking God, God, give them the desires of their heart. God, give them the things that they need. And the Bible tells us here that when ye stand praying, forgive. If ye have aught against another, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you also. And then it goes on to say in verse number 26, but if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. You know, when we refuse to forgive someone of their trespasses, you know what the Bible says here? But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. You know, another successful key to prayer is forgiveness. And I pray that the lesson here tonight, short and simple. We as a church need to always make sure that we have a fruitful prayer life. And the way to have a fruitful prayer life, first of all, is to have one. And secondly, is to make sure that everything is right before the Lord Jesus Christ, to make things right before other people, so that we can have the spiritual power, so that we can have success in our prayer life and in the things that happen in our life, so that we can have victory and be able to talk about the prayers that are answered. And you know, most of all that I desire is I want to have holy desires. I want the things that I pray to be what God wants. And when I get to that door, when I get to that obstacle, when I get to that situation that I need the door open, or I may need the door closed, that I can go to the Lord and know that there's no limit on what He can do and what He can accomplish. And if I'll pray, and I'll pray faithfully, and I'll pray with holy desires, He'll open or close the doors no matter how I need Him. And you know, I don't think there's anybody here tonight that would say, you know, preacher, I just don't desire joy. I would rather be unhappy. I would rather be sad. I would, you know, I'd rather walk around with my chin dragging the ground. I don't think there's anybody here like that tonight. If there is, you know, I want to encourage you. Come and talk to me afterwards, and I'll pray together with you. And I want to have joy in my life. And we can have joy in our life no matter what's going on around us if we have the right prayer life. Next week, we're going to be talking. Next Sunday, we're going to be talking about missions and giving in missions. And, you know, it's kind of one of those lessons that at least once a year it's necessary to do, but nobody likes. And what I want to encourage you all to do is to be in prayer. Be in prayer on what God would have us do and what God would have you do. And I want to encourage you this week, spend many hours in prayer, and make sure that there's nothing in your way that would hinder your prayer. And that's what I have for you tonight, short and simple. And so for those who are tuned in, I encourage you to be here on Wednesday. We have Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock, and we have Wednesday at 6:30. I want to encourage you to be here, and I want to tell you all that's watching, good night, and God bless you.